It's time for Team Mom Trash Talk with Tracy and Noelle.
Hello and welcome to Team Mom Trash Talk. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noelle Winters-Herzog.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Teen Mom Trash Talk, episode 329. This is Family Reunion, season 3, episode 1.
You're okay?
No, I'm just really happy to be back.
I have my ring on, like fluorescent lighting.
Oh,
right now.
Are you blinded?
No, it's just my coloring, guys. I promise I look more alive in person.
Mom.
I don't look so Pete Davidson-like.
Oh, wow. Family Reunion is back.
You know, I never liked it, but I think this season I'll enjoy more because I can't deal with the moms on the show. You know what I mean? At least now everyone's on.
Yes, I agree.
So, yeah.
We're in Colombia.
I like that. And it's the hottest place in the world, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably there in the middle of the summer,
too.
I
know.
Yeah,
oh,
this
my
is
God.
Crazy. All right. So before we jump into it, make sure that you're joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/trashtalkpodcast because we have a lot of stuff going on. Noelle has a brand new podcast with Michael called Recycled with Noelle and Michael.
And there's fun things happening there.
It's so much fun. Jersey Housewives. That's what I was trying to say on
Jersey
on
Housewives.
Reddit. Jersey Housewives season 2 they're covering right now. There's tons of surprises, tons of twists, tons of turns.
Ooh.
Go to Patreon. And that's where you'll find that. We also have Macaroni Rascals Jersey Shore podcast. Mm-hmm. So Pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, and our favorite podcast, BS, where we just kind of
BS.
TracyCarnazzo.com for everything podcast related, as always. And make sure you're following us, the hosts, on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. Noelle's at Noe Girl, and I'm at Trixie Tuzini.
All right, we'll see you later.
If you want to join the group to talk about this show with us, make sure you go to Facebook and go to Teen Mom Trash Talk podcast listeners and join over there. Answer all the questions. The password is besties, B-E-S-T-I-E-S. But we're back. We were doing every other week for a little while. We were covering old seasons. And here we are in the real present time.
We're back. We're here for the present time. We're covering this whole season. So
and
we'll
go back
every
to
week.
Yeah, we'll go back to Teen Mom 2 after that. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's jump into the pool with Cheyenne and Jade. They are the hosts of Family Reunion.
See, like, why did they do this?
Because there's has to be a storyline. There are writers and there's a storyline and there's a whole thing, and we have to believe that this is just how it goes. They're not just the host of the show, they're the host of the trip.
Well, so that's the thing. And I wrote, I'm sure it was their idea. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they were like, you know, Jade, ring ring Jade, should we go to Colombia?
Should we pitch a show to MTV called Family Reunion Season 3, Episode 1?
Right. It's like, give me a break. We all know.
So they're in Cartagena, Colombia.
It's supposed to be so much fun there.
Everyone was invited. I like how they say that. They're like, everyone was invited. We'll see who shows up.
But they know who's coming.
They know who's not going.
Right.
And that's Amber. Amber is like, I can't get my couch international.
Is it just Amber that's not going? I think so. I can't get my couch international.
She's like, I can't pay the embargo tax on my couch.
She also, apparently she's very scared to fly. Embargo. Listen. You know big words. I know that you are surprised when you say them, but I'm not surprised when you say them.
Thank you so much. Embargo's not even that big.
I think of Key Largo, Montego, but
maybe one.
So we'll say
Embargo.
Embargo, Montego. Yeah, that sounds better instead of Key Largo. Wherever Key Largo is,
it's
don't even know.
It's very close to the island of Embargo. And let me tell you something. When you go to the island of Embargo, everything is taxed like crazy.
Oh, I believe it. Double tax.
It's so much. They call it the embargo.
Great.
Sorry.
Okay.
Did you ever go to embargo?
No, I've never been there. I thought about going there on my honeymoon, but I didn't make it.
Because you couldn't afford the tax.
No, I mean, who could afford a double tax?
I know. It's double tax. It's like being in Terminal 4 of JFK, but instead of no tax, it's all the tax. You're totally frozen. I'll just wait for you to come back. It's fine. I'll just do this whole podcast by myself. Okay. Well, can you hear me? Noelle.
Hello.
Hi. Are you back?
Yeah, but I wasn't frozen this time. You were.
No, you're still frozen and you're still lagging a little bit.
It's crazy because I couldn't see you for once. I could always see you.
Oh.
I was sad. Okay. I was lost without you.
Wow. That's how a lot of people feel about me.
I know they do, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, I was just saying how Embargo is just, I don't know. It's beautiful, though. It's
Are you going to go there? Have you been there?
I've been there. I was there in the spring. Have you been there in the spring? It's much nicer in the spring. But I'm telling you, the tax will kill you. You do have to bring your own snacks.
Where is it located exactly?
It's right by Key Largo.
It's
off the coast of Key Largo. You never went to Embargo Key Largo?
This feels like a fever dream a little bit.
Yeah, that's why it's frozen.
This feels like a fever dream. I'm like, I don't know where Key Largo or Embargo is.
You don't know where Key Largo is?
I actually don't. Key Largo, Montego.
I mean, Key Largo's in Florida. Montego's in Jamaica.
No, I know that Montego is. I've been reciting the songs.
Oh, Key Largo's in Florida.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that. I know, like, Kissimmee is in Florida.
Okay, great. This is great. I know Tallahassee.
Great.
That's good. Oh, Noel. All right. Well, whatever. Okay. We'll talk about my vacation to Embargo.
Okay, we'll talk about that on BS.
All right, so Zach and Cheyenne are going to have their 1-year anniversary, and it's also 17 days until Sean and Jade's wedding.
So everybody's basically going from here to the wedding.
Right. And Jade is trying to be more submissive in her marriage.
Okay. First of all, that's a weird way to put it.
That's
but
not
also,
what she's trying to say.
Every single woman, again, on this show is, they're the providers.
Yeah.
They're the ones in charge.
That's not what she's talking about, though.
Yeah, but she thinks that is.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't know. She thinks it is, though.
All right. Well, Sean is drinking champagne right off the bat.
Oh, I know. I know he is. But also, unpopular opinion here. Like, he's just a skell to me. He just is. Right? Like, he just is. Okay.
All right. So they go to Cocoa Beach Resort. And this is a resort that has been constructed entirely of IKEA furniture.
What is this? This is like a Real World house, right?
Yeah. I mean, this looks like a
like
bad...
they built this for MTV.
I don't think so, but I think it's like a bad, like, it almost looks like the decor of a Williamsburg pizzeria.
Yeah, but I feel like it wasn't, like, there's no foundation. I feel like they built it
right.
for MTV, and then they're going to disassemble it after
No,
the
I think
season.
It's like one of those tiny little beach resorts.
Yeah,
and
it's weird.
They've taken it over, okay?
Yeah.
And they decorated the rooms with the children's pictures.
Wow, that's
wow.
just what I want to see.
Okay, but also, wow, you guys have a printer?
But does everyone have their own bathroom? That's what I really want to
know.
Yeah,
I think they're just hotel rooms.
Yeah, see, at first I didn't think so until I saw Taylor's bathroom.
No, they're just hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So Macy and Taylor come. Kate and Ty come.
Yeah.
Jade said that her wedding is $45,000 over budget.
Okay.
But she's going to be selling her first house, so they'll be fine.
Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Okay. She's bragging about having money. She's spending every dollar that she has on a wedding because she wants to be flashy for MTV. You don't by accident go $45,000 over your budget. She's trying.
What was your budget?
What was your budget? This is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. This is what happens when trash gets money.
Okay, that was my first thought. And I'm like, this is gross. I hate this behavior. Like, it's not funny to me. You know what I mean? Like, oh,
yes.
Wow, you're putting yourself in the hole to be
wow. Real?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
right.
I mean, stop. So Corey and Taylor are coming. He has on Gucci pants that do not fit him.
They don't fit him fully. They don't fit him.
They don't fit him. Uh-uh. They are not married. And Taylor feels like an outsider coming there. And Tyler said that Corey is going to propose on this trip.
Okay. I don't know about that, but we'll see.
Well, he's pretending to propose in this gift shop. He said he's practicing.
And she's like, get away from me.
Have you ever liked Corey less?
No, never. Okay, I have never liked him less.
Okay. She is upset that they're not married. She's very upset. This is like really a problem.
No, I know she is. And I feel like she's almost like the realest one on this show. Like
she is.
Yeah.
Okay. So the boys go in the pool with their shorts and their pants on.
Everybody
and then
jumps in.
Cheyenne is disgusted by Tyler's OnlyFans.
Yeah, I know. She was like, ugh, I don't want to see it.
No one asked you to see it. And she's like, okay, but just in case anyone wants to know.
She's like holier than thou. It's
yes, she
so
is.
Annoying.
Yes, she is. So Taylor is very annoyed right off the bat by Corey's energy. And it's like, that's your man.
Right. So that's the thing. And it's like, you know that this is what he's like. You could tell that this is natural to him. He's always like this. This isn't always a put on for the camera.
Nope.
Yeah.
And he said that he needs to stop this shuttle from the airport
to go drink. Mm-hmm.
And she's implying he has a drinking problem.
Which I actually did not know this.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
You just see him picking up Ryder on the show.
Right. So you're like, oh, wow. He's actually a party animal.
But remember
too?
When he went away and he got punched in the face?
Because he was drunk. Yep.
So he's drinking a bottle of.
Okay. I think it's 1800.
That's
right?
What I thought.
Okay.
Yes.
I think it was. The only thing is, it looked a little dark to be 1800, but
it was the a
bottle
dark.
Is
the
1800.
Bottle was. Thank you.
Okay.
Sean is drinking. They're doing shots.
I mean, Sean is lit.
Corey is making a speech because he's going to be the event director of this entire thing. He's going to lead them into the darkness.
This guy, his ego is ridiculous.
I can't even believe it.
I know.
Sean is like, you know, I really shouldn't be drinking. And Tyler's like, yes, you should be. And it's like, no, Tyler.
No, he actually really shouldn't
Tyler.
Be.
Okay. Jade said the drinking was not his issue.
And that he's been like out of treatment for like 2.5/3 years. Has it been that long since he's been out of treatment?
I can't believe it. Yeah, because even then Christy went and you know what I mean? Like it's been a little while.
Yeah, but it's also like, listen, I'm not judging anybody, but I do think if you're going to be sober, just be sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you, but that's.
But that's not know. Everybody. Not everybody feels that way. No. Like some people think, let's smoke weed, even though I'm sober. Fine.
Okay.
But I don't know about drinking like this.
Right. Right. Yeah. You're not having a glass of wine. You're doing shots.
Exactly.
Okay. Are you kind of impressed that Kate is doing Tyler's OnlyFans?
No, because I don't believe it.
Well, I believe it.
I fully don't believe it.
You don't think that she runs it for him?
No. I mean, I feel like she's obsessed with him. So like, I feel like there's nothing natural about this. That's what bothers me. He's like, I just walked in from the gym and she took a picture of me.
That's not what happened.
Right. That's the kind of stuff I don't believe.
But that's Tyler's personality.
I hate it. And I just feel like I wish they would be like more real because there's so many things likable about them.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's not okay about
she
this.
She doesn't
she's like
it.
It is. She's like, this is his bare penis.
Yes. He is full. I didn't know that he was like full naked.
Zach was like, what did he say? He was like dick over ball.
Yeah. Like I thought that we just saw the outline. I didn't know that we would really
saw
see
the inline.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know because I saw him in a red thong and I thought that was as far as it went.
That was even worse.
That's even worse. Yeah, it is.
Once a man puts on an outfit.
That's the thing. She has him put on outfit and poses. Okay. I do believe that she answers everybody back.
Okay. This to me.
Yeah.
Is so funny. It makes me like Kate so much more.
Why? What do you like about it?
I think it's funny. I think it's silly. I think the fact that she is like, I'm going to like make you my cash cow.
Right.
It just makes me laugh so much.
I don't know. I guess.
It's so like, I don't know. It's like, think about Gino and Jasmine on 90 Day Fiance. Mm-hmm. Like they would, never.
Right.
She would kill anyone if they looked at her husband.
That's why I'm surprised that Kate's doing it.
But that's why I think it's funny. Because it's like, oh, you are literally capitalizing.
Yeah.
Your husband, like this makes me LOL.
Okay.
Zach wants Cheyenne on there and he's like, just her feet. He's like, just your feet. And Cheyenne is like, you should go on there. Zach should go on there.
Let me tell you something. I think he is so hot.
Yeah.
Like the more I look at him and I'm like, this man is so attractive.
Okay. Well, Kate's like, yeah, we're getting a new pool from our OnlyFans. Kate.
That's funny. I mean, Kate, your last pool was the pool of death.
Kate, do you think you could just close the gap on your old pool so there's no monster gap?
But why was your pool suspended in the air? I will never get
moved.
Over that. Yeah, they don't live there anymore.
Now they live
in that ritzy house.
That's right. That's too expensive for them. Also, do you know what you should do with the OnlyFans money?
What?
Pay your taxes.
I mean, it would be nice.
But then you also, Kate, if you're listening and you are.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is the first time you're thinking about this. You have to pay tax on your OnlyFans money.
Oh, she doesn't know that.
Okay.
Somebody should tell them. You actually should message her and tell her.
No,
that.
I know. I'd be like, hey, Kate, what's up? Anyway, Jade is also hosting the Colombian party.
Okay. Okay, cool. I'm sure she's cooking for it herself.
Uh-huh. She's also doing Cheyenne's pedicure, which I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, that was cute. Yeah.
Okay. Corey is wasted.
But like, he went from like 0 to 100. Now he's full on wasted.
Yes. Yeah. He is mad that there's cameras in the room. And Taylor's like, I see what's happening. He has to eat. Mm-hmm. He's throwing a tantrum.
But he's so nasty. He's like, oh, you guys know me. What are you doing in
here?
He's
a mean drunk.
Yeah, he is a mean drunk. I don't like it.
He is a mean drunk. He said that the party's going to suck. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wrong about that, though. But Taylor didn't want him to say that. Taylor's like, I know you're kidding.
I know, but she's like, they don't. It's like,
yeah,
that's
who cares?
That's what you're worried
about?
That's
what you're worried about, right?
Corey is trying to have a heart-to-heart. Mm-hmm. While he's drunk and annoying, and she is just not having it.
She's like, this is why I don't want to sit here and be with you.
Okay. But this is your choice of a partner. Like, this is not
this
your
isn't
first
the
time.
First time he's done this, right?
No.
Yeah.
Also, they met on X on the beach. So whose ex was she?
I don't know. I've never watched that show. For some reason, I thought that's
Farrah
where he met it. Cheyenne, but it's not.
The Challenge.
Yeah. See, I forget that.
Yeah.
I never watched any of these shows. That's
Guys,
what it
go
is.
Into the group on Facebook and explain how they met on X on the Beach.
Yes, please. That's what I want to know.
Thank you.
And did they hook up on X on the Beach or no? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to know.
He's yelling. Mm-hmm. He's saying that he's going to get drunker.
See, but then I'd be like, can I have a separate room? I'm sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. I actually broke up with him. You remember when we didn't get married? We're going to do that forever.
We're going to keep not getting married.
He said that he said that he has an anger problem.
Right. He's like, I've always had an anger problem. Great. Oh, that's
okay,
so good.
Great. Cheyenne is trying to talk to Taylor. Isn't this funny how it's like they're like besties now? I do love it.
I love that too. And I like that Taylor's like, she's like my
she gets
comfort.
It. Uh-huh.
She's like, she texts me all the time. She calls me all the time. Like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
I do like that a lot.
All the girls there are trying to help Taylor.
Yeah, they are. But I just think that they don't know what to say, really.
No, they don't know her.
Right.
Corey brings wine and flowers to her from the room.
That were already there.
He's still drunk. And he tells her, I'm very triggered by this.
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
He's like, how are you? It's okay to not be okay.
But I'm not okay because of you.
Yeah, but Taylor's not okay.
And Taylor also has so much going on. She has a sick child. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Like, stop adding to her stress. She's probably so stressed out being there away from her kids.
Oh, my God. I couldn't. Okay. Yep. Can you imagine? Now, we don't have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, MTV, you shouldn't have done this in a different country.
I know. Right.
You just shouldn't have done this in a different country. You have to be away from your children for a very long time.
Right.
Out of the country. And both of you are away from them.
I can't imagine how stressed out Taylor. Like, I would be losing my mind.
I couldn't do it.
Yep. Me too.
I don't think I could do it.
I mean, I think it's different when it's like Cheyenne and Zach. Like, okay, her parents, they have like a huge
family but also
support system.
When it was just the moms, the dads were with them. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, of course. And also, I mean, she is missing part of her heart, this poor little girl.
I know. This is very scary.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to talk to him drunk. And he said that he doesn't feel loved. And she's like, I have 3 children all the time.
I guess Ryder, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess because they share custody, like, pretty
much. Right. Because he's like, when you kiss me, I don't feel it. And it's like,
She's like,
you're probably drunk all the time and annoying her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make up immediately anyway.
I know. It doesn't matter because they make up.
I love Macy's pants. She has on color blocky, like vacation-y pants.
Interesting. Because I did notice that everybody was dressed very vacation-y.
I loved
Cheyenne's two-piece.
They all look so cute.
They all looked cute.
They all do.
Mm-hmm.
Does Zach and Taylor match?
Yes.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think that they all get along so well.
Good vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fun
good
time.
Vibes. There's going to be a special guest tonight, and it's authentic to Colombia. And it's dancers and a band. Okay, that's not a special guest.
I don't think that's a special guest. I think it's almost like an event. It's so fun, though. They all get up. They're dancing.
Okay, now
Jade
this is
working.
Jade's boobs don't look fake, though.
I guess I didn't notice. I was looking at just her body in general, and I was thinking that, to be honest with you, I think that just all that work she had done was a mistake. I think
everyone's work is a mistake.
But
all
I think
the time.
It makes her look bigger.
Noelle,
that's the problem.
When you get parts of your body made bigger, yep, you look bigger.
That's the problem. It just looks bigger, and she cannot stop twerking on Sean.
I know. Cheyenne looks so good in the confessional. Her makeup is just. I'm like, whatever she's doing.
Dining.
I'm like, this is great.
She looks so good.
Yes.
I know.
Corey has to take the drums from the man in the band.
Of course he does. Of course he does, because that's who he is. It's like, Cheyenne, you were in love with this guy?
He's my night. Well, see, I think that's very easy for Cheyenne to now look back.
Right.
And be like, oh, I would have married the mailman before.
That
I
type
married
of
Corey.
Guy is my full-on nightmare.
Same.
Never in my
Same.
Life. The ick that I get from that. Yes.
There is nothing. I wished that all of my ex-boyfriends would do that right before I break up with them, and I would never feel not one.
Right. Then I'd be like, oh, I'd never cry a tear.
Never, not even one.
No.
Oh, never. God.
He gave me like such secondhand embarrassment. I'm like, if I was Taylor, I would be embarrassed.
Yeah. I would have been like, Macy and Taylor, can I stay in your?
Yes, please.
Double Taylor this room?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's going to be one more surprise. So Corey's like, Farrah, Janelle, Ashley. Cheyenne's like, Corey, you are enough.
And he's like, but where's Ashley at? Where's
Brianna?
She's
like, you're bad enough.
Oh, that was funny.
So who do you think it's going to be? What do you think is going to happen?
But here's the thing. Then someone says, Tyler says,
I know
that guy.
Yeah.
But okay, we know that Brianna, Leah, and Kaya are joining. Oh, it's because... What's her name? Kayla and her boyfriend are joining. Maybe that's who she's talking about. What's his name? Keith, I think.
She's pregnant
and she joins pregnant. Yeah, but she's like a little bit pregnant, but she joins pregnant. She's fully pregnant now. She's due like now.
I know.
It's nuts.
Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Well, that was just basically the intro to the season.
That was basically the intro. I'm a little intrigued. You know what? I don't want them to ever do the therapy part.
I don't want to
just want them to
just
party.
Hang out.
Yeah, just party. I want to watch
Top of
that.
The therapy. I don't care about your therapy.
I don't want to see the therapy. I don't
want to see
it. Next week they ride each other and like moan. And then Sean's like, I don't want to fucking I don't want you to make me moan or whatever. And then he flips out.
Oh, they're doing like Kama Sutra stuff.
Yeah, yes. And I don't want to watch it. Like, I don't want to watch it. And not because I'm a prude. I just don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch Kate ride Ty.
Why? She loves horses.
Like, I just don't want to watch that. Well, and they're supposed to go like, oh. Like,
All right. Well, now I'm screaming. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. Make sure that you join our Patreon. Make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. On TikTok, Trash Talk Podcast.
Teen Mom Trash Talk on Instagram.
Uh-huh. And then
Trash Talk Podcast.
Teen Mom Podcast on Twitter. There's a lot of things. It's going to be right down there in the show notes. So really, just don't bother me. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Follow me at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. TracyCarnazzo.com for all of my upcoming show dates. I'm on tour. Just come out or don't. I don't really care.
Just
honestly.
Come out. And also, besties, don't forget it, because you're going to ask us 100 times what the password is.
Go to the Facebook group. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.